We're up to Siman Tov Reish Gimel, which is the end of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah B'Siyata D'Shemaya. Ubo Sif Echad, no name brand. Sif Aleph. Af mi she'eno nizhar mi pas shel akum, even one who is not careful about pas akum, which we'll discuss in a minute, ba'aseres yimei tshuva tzarich lizaher. During the aseres yimei tshuva, he has to be careful. So there's a general concept, here's an example, but a general concept of taking upon oneself chumras and stringencies that perhaps we are not makpid on all year round, but to be, so to speak, on our very best behavior during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, during the Yemei Hadin. There's a very interesting footnote over here. Gershu footnote 1. Just on the concept before we get into the details. So Gershu footnote 1 brings down that from the Chai Adam, that it is roy to be machmir during Aseres Yemei Tshuva on things that we are not careful about all year round. He says, Ki gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnaheg bahem b'chasidus im briyosav. Hashem acts towards us with kindness, extra kindness during these days. I assume he means that we're not necessarily ro'i for what we are generally zoche to on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Hashem gives everything he gives us b'chasidus and in kindness. And therefore, it sounds like a hakaras hatov, we should treat Hashem, so to speak, in the same way, and be more careful in things that we're not as careful about all year round, even when they're chumros and not necessary. So usually it goes the other way. You know, we want Hashem to be nice to us, so we should be extra, so to speak, extra nice to Him, so He'll be nice to us. So I found this chayadah, which of course needs a little bit of a hezver, but the chayadim goes the other way. No, if I care, the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes such good care of us, so therefore we should, so to speak, return the favor. So the example that's brought down over here is Pas Akum. So this is a very interesting and exciting sugya that appears at the very, very, very beginning of Chelek Beis Yoredeya, Siman Kuf Yud Beis. Dine Pas Shel Ovdei Kochavim. So let's talk a little bit about that so we understand what the Mechaber is talking about. And it's not a very interesting sugya that doesn't really come up in Mishabura because it's in Yoredeya, but this is kind of the place where you're able to sneak it in. So Chazal, the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, gives a list of many things that Chazal asserted as it relates to the Nochrim because they wanted to prevent intermarriage. And one of those things is Bishul Akum with all the details, which we're not going to get into now because it's not relevant right now. But if Christina is going to make you some fancy Chinese dish, so the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, and that Chas V'Shal, even if everything is kosher, glatt kosher, but the fact that she cooked it leads to a Kiruv, a Kiruv is not the right word, but leads to a relationship that we want to avoid. It can lead to chasnus, intermarriage, and therefore Chazal asked that. Similarly, Chazal asked something called pas akum, and that is the bread of goyim. But here, there's a distinction. I believe the Gemara says, brings on the pasuk, lo al lechem levado yechiyeh adam. When it comes to bread, a person can live without pepper steak and fancy Chinese food. And therefore, Chazal could answer it. But when it comes to bread, Chazal were much more careful and hesitant because a person needs bread to live. You can't answer bread. And therefore, what basically Chazal answered is pas akum, as pas akum means that you have a private goyish individual and he or she bakes you bread or other baked products. So that also can lead to a certain relationship, and that Chazal asked because of chasnus. The Kufyud Beis Aleph says, "Asu chachamim lecho pas shel amimim ovdei kochavim mishum chasnus." And the Ramah says that what it is, no chasnus. He's a single guy, the goyish guy, he has no daughters, he, you know, it doesn't matter. Vafil b'makom deleka mishum chasnus aser. We don't darshin in time at the cross, so to speak. Chazal made a gzera, they made a low plug, and pas akum is aser. Okay, but this pas akum refers to the bread of a private individual. Then, in Siv Beis, the Mechaber introduces something called pas palter. Pas palter, palter is a nachtom, is a baker. So now, we're dealing with bread that's made by a goyish bakery. So, when Christina makes me a Chinese dish, or bakes me a bread, or a cheese Danish, so that can lead to a kiruv das, that can lead to a... the chasnus, but when Jack's Bakery is pumping out thousands of loaves of bread and rugelach and whatever other baked goods the goyish baker is coming out with, that doesn't lead to a relationship, and therefore Chazal saw it, there's room here to be lenient, and we have to be lenient because we're dealing with bread, and bread is the staple of man's existence. And therefore, the Mechaber says in Kuf Yud Beis Beis in Yoredeya, Yesh Makomo Shemekilim Badavar. There are places where there are lenient. Velokim Pas Minachtom Ha'ove Kochamim. And they take baker Goyisha bakery bread. However, the Mechaber is not so meko. But Makom She'en Shem Nachtom Yisrael. The Mechaber is meko and Goyisha bread when you don't have Jewish bread available. Because it's a shasad chak, you need bread. Says the Ramah, the Yesh Omrim, Da'afila b'makom shepas Yisrael matzu yishori. They know, the Ramah says, even, brings down the Yesh Omrim, that even when the Jewish bread is available, you're allowed to eat the Goyisha bread. Chazal, we're not Goyisha at all on Goyisha bakery bread. There's no chasnus. You see, the Mechaber is more hesitant. The Shach leans towards Shitas HaMechaber. The Shach brings down our sugya over here, quotes Siman, Tof Reish. Here he says Tof Reish Beis, Tof Reish Gimel. And the Shach says, so now when the Mechaber tells us in Tof Reish Gimel, he's not talking about private Goyisha bread. Because private Goyisha bread, everyone says is aser. That's not a chumrah. That you have to be careful about all year long. But pas palter, where there's room for leniency, according to the Ramah, across the board, according to the Mechaber, there's room for leniency when the Jewish bread is not available. Or in Sif Hey, the Mechaber is more lenient. And Sif Hey, the Mechaber brings down Yesh Oimrim Shemi Sheyesh Biado Pas or Sheyesh Palter Yisrael. I have Jewish bread. The Yesh Palter Obe Kochavim Ose Pas Yofem Mimenu. But the Goyish bread is better. The Goyish bakery bread is better. O Mimin Acher Sheim Biado Shal Palter Yisrael. They have fancier cakes. They have healthier cakes. They have different cakes. Whatever it is. Mutter liknos mi palter obe kochavim b'makom shenagu heter b'pas shel palter. The kev and the daiter nocha yosem b'pas palter zeh nechashivus b'ena b'rezek pas the chukah lo. So not only when there's no Jewish bread are you allowed to eat the goyish bread, says the Mechaber, but even when you have Jewish bread, but the goyish bread is better, different, better, whatever it is, you prefer the goyish bread, you're allowed to eat the goyish bread according to the Mechaber. The Ramah says that you don't have to do these cheshbonos, it's mutter across the board. So this pas palter, which is a subject of debate, Mechaber Ramah, and leads for, you know, room for simply for leniency. Have questions? How much leniency? Those leniencies should not be used on the Aseres Yimei Shuvah. There we'll go with the Machmir opinion. That's what the Shach brings down, Sifkaton Tes. Nispashi the Miu Kosa B'Toras Chatos Shem HaPoskin the Baseres Yimei HaTshuvah Yesh Yizar B'Pashil Ovei Kochavim V'chein Nisbar B'Orachayim Simen Tof Reish Beis. That's you say Tof Reish Gimel. Tof Reish Beis. Miru nira diyesh nizar av kol yemot hashana shelo likach pas shelo bikochavim min apalter heicha diyesh palter Yisrael imlo shapas obikochavim yafe yoser the ashari kedilakam and sifhei. So the shach goes lechumra like the Shulchan Aruch that one should only eat pas palter if it is better or the Jewish bread is not available, and the Ramad doesn't make this cheshbonos, he's making it across the board. And when it comes to Aseres Yemei Tshuva, so that's where we are zohir and careful about pas palter, even if all year round we are not zohir at all or not so zohir. What? Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts sounds like pas palter, unless it's owned by a Jew. The stuff that's baked. I don't know anything about Dunkin' Donuts because the one in Queens, when I was growing up in Queens, was not kosher. But if they have their eggs and this and that, so then already you're out of the realm of pas akum, pas palter. You're getting into bishul, then you know that's a different set of halachos. There is no heter of bishul akum palter. There's no such thing. So even if it's a gaisha, whatever. The heter is by pas. Lo lechem levadoichi adam pas and pas lo bekisnin, the pas family, bread family products. Okay, so that's the sugya of bishul akum, which is not our sugya. But yes, that's why they have, so there's actually another big machlokes machaber Ramah, and there also the machaber is more machmer, much more machmer. According to Ramah, as long as a Jew turned on the fire, obviously you have to know the ingredient, everything is kosher and done properly, you know, no basa b'chalav, obviously that goes without saying. But in terms of the actual baking, cooking, as long as the Jew turned on the fire, so the Ramah is Makel, anything that the Jew did, they talk about a pilot light and then different things that are used. The Svardim, the Mechaber, requires a much more involved part of the cooking process than just what they call Hashlochas Kisim, just throwing in a piece of wood into the fire or turning on the fire. So for Svardim, it is in fact much more problematic. Right, so that's a whole discussion. So there's two reasons brought down by Bishul Akum. They bring down, one is Chasnus, and the other, in Kuf Yud Gimel, I believe it is, Shema Yachilenu Davar Tameh. Maybe they feed him something not kosher. So, let's say you have someone who's not frum. So you can marry his daughter. His daughter can go to Neve, become super frum. Amazing tzedekes, balas tshuva, you can marry her, that's amazing. But if the person himself is not makbid on kashrus, so how do you know that he's not feeding you something that's not kosher? So that's the whole discussion. I saw actually Dirshu addressed it over here somewhere. Dirshu, footnote 3. They bring that from Chaim Kanievsky that he thinks that the Chazon Ish was makel by Bekol Yemos Hashana. They write by Elu Pashenef Neef Sa Nefta Ayde Elu Sheinam Shomrei Mitzvot. But Bishul Akum is a more serious problem than the Pas Akum. We have leniencies by Pas. We don't know by Bishul. So here, Rav Chaim Kanievsky bring down from the Chazon Ish, by the pass, that it would not be relevant. What? That's a goodbye, Palter. So I guess, in a chinami. So maybe here he's talking about either he's going with Shita Samachaber on the Shach, who's Machmir, or he's talking about he did a few, a private individual. Okay, again, Tav Reish Gimel Sif Aleph says the Mechaber Af Mishenu Nizam Mipas Shel Akum by Sesi Mechuba Tzarech Li Zahir. What does he mean, Pas Akum? Says the Mishmer Sif Katan Aleph Afilu Mipas Palter Shel Goy. So even though we said that we're Mekel Machlokes Mechaber Amah Shach, how Mekel we are, but on Sesi Mechuba we should be Machmir. Ramah Haga, v'yesh l'chol adam l'chapes u'lefashfesh b'ma'asav. A person should do a cheshbon nefesh, and we should be doing introspection and looking at our actions and our deeds. V'lashuv mehem ba'aser esmei tshuva. During the esmei tshuva, to make sure to do an accounting and make sure that we are up to par. The suffik avera tach yoshe tshuva me avera vadoyis, and a suffik avera needs more tshuva than a vaday avera. Why? Ki yose mischari kishiyodea sh'asa mishe'enu yodea. If I know I did something wrong, I have a guilty conscience, I feel bad, I feel terrible, so I'm gonna do tshuva. But if once it's a suffik, I'm not sure if I did something wrong, so then already it's easier to brush over. So this is suffik avera requires even more tshuva than a vaday avera. Vilachain, and he proves that karban asham talui, where you don't know if you ate, shuman or ate chaylev, did he eat that which is terribly aser, or ate something that was mutter, he doesn't know, he has to bring a karban asham talui. Hutzuch yod yoser biyoker michatas. So a karban asham talui has to be more expensive than a karban chatas. Karban chatas, he knows he's sin, he's, inclined to do tshuva. Asham talui, it's a suffik, he's not inclined to do tshuva, and therefore, the carbon has to be more expensive to drive home that point, and that's the point of the Ramah. Safek Averas need more tshuva. Mishabur over here, very important, Sifkat and Beis. Cost of Arosh. Sheyikra be'elu hayama be'geres ha'tshuva sh'rabbeinu Yona. Now, Saras, he made tshuva. I mean, one can easily extend this to the week or two or three or four. Chodesh Elor, leading up to Rosh Hashanah, here we're specifically talking about a Sesh Mei Tshuva, is an appropriate time to read about Tshuva, and to learn about Tshuva, and internalize the message of Tshuva, and to read Igeres HaTshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah. V'arizal kosa shechiyuv lilmod b'sifrei musar kol hashanah. There's a chiyuv to learn musar all year round, says the Arizal. V'chein kosa v'agra b'mishle b'kama makomos uv'maisa rav. We should be learning musar all year round. The alkoponim be'elu ayamim yaseh kol adam kedasa zohar, and certainly during these days, he's referring to Aseret Yemei Tshuva, a person should do like the Zohar says, sheyoshuv kodim sheyishkav, every night before he goes to sleep, he should do tshuva. V'yisoinin al chatov v'yifashvish b'maisav, he should do an accounting every night before he goes to sleep, figure out what he did wrong or what he might have done wrong, and to feel bad about it and to do tshuva, and to commit to doing it better tomorrow. Va'ayim biyaros dvash, Rabbanus and Aibshitz, ki shiva yomim, shebein Rosh Hashanah the Yom HaKippurim. The Aseret Yemei Tshuva is really 7 days. Aseret Yemei Tshuva include 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, 1 day of Yom Kippur. 10 minus 3 equals 7. So you left for 7 days, says the Yaros Dvash. The 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, him neged shiva simei shavua. 7 days of the week. Nuvachol yom yaseh tshuva al osa yom. So every day on Shabbos, we're going to say the Shabbos tshuva. We do tshuva for anything we may have done wrong during the whole year on Shabbos. And on the Sunday, any averes we did on Sunday. So I always thought that this was referring to TV shows. Because what's a Monday avera versus a Tuesday avera versus a Wednesday avera? Like, in normal life, you don't have a Monday avera, Tuesday avera, Wednesday avera. Every day, either you're doing averas or not doing averas. There's nothing special about Monday, but it's Monday night football, not that that's an avera. Every day of the week has its, TV shows, which, some are, less kosher than others. So that would be at this day of the week, I have to do tshuva for, watching Seinfeld every, whatever the shows are. Baruch Hashem, I'm not holding. Okay, so that's Siman Tov Reish Gimel. And that is the end of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah B'Siyata D'Shmaya Gedola.